How many remember what we're talking about on Wednesday night right now? Remember what we talked about last week a little bit? We've been talking about the grace of God. And last week we kind of made an analogy of the DNA of the human body. How many know that your body has trillions of DNA inside there? And they say if you took all your, one scientist said if you took all the DNA in your body and you put it in books, it would take 1,000 books, 600 pages each. It'd be 600,000 pages of information stored within that little tiny microscopic, you know, a little ladder that you see, that twisted ladder that's in there. Amen. Hallelujah. And they call, let's see, I had it written down somewhere. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And so in the same way that you have the DNA of your mother and father, we got the DNA of God spiritually on the inside of us. We were born of Him. How many know John chapter 3, right? That which is born of flesh is flesh. Amen. They call it a helix. That's right. Thank you, Lord. H-E-L-I-X, I think that's how you spell it. But anyway, the little part in there that tells the DNA, we're more used to seeing things, you know, we see it on TV now. Oh, well, you know, what do? They try to discover who the mother or father is, you know. Oh, he is not the father. Well, how do they know? Well, they tested his DNA, or they find out that somebody did or didn't do a crime. What? Based on DNA. Man, he was in jail for 30 years, but they released him because they found that the DNA did not match. And they were not guilty of that crime, or they were guilty one way or another. Amen. And so we receive that, of course, through our parents. And you know, they call that the inward part, or the part that has the information. That's like the genotype. That's the inside part. That's the information that's written on there. But then, how many know eventually there it produces an outward manifestation or expression, right? How many know that you begin to see, you look into your children and you say, oh, there I am. Oh, there's my husband too. Yeah. And so you see that they are a product, and they call that the phenotype, or what you can see outwardly. And the same thing works with us when we receive Jesus. Inwardly, we receive what that plan of God, the purpose of God, the very nature of God moves in, and we're changed, and we actually receive in our spirit that information of how to walk with Him. But how many know it's one thing to have the grace of God in us, but it's another thing to see it manifested in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, how is it manifest? By what we see. We look more and more like who? Like Jesus, right? Because we were created in the image of God. We're displaying. We reflect the glory of God. We are a reflection of Him outwardly when we realize that it is the very nature of God, the grace of God, that came to the inside of us and began to do a work. It, you know, God wants us to reflect the glory of the Lord and become more and more like Him as we are changed, what, into His image. We talked about the image, right? And sometimes we talk about it here. Sometimes it's like in seed form, or we would say it's written in there. God said what? He wrote it on our heart, didn't He? He wrote His laws upon our heart. And so we begin to grow and to mature and to begin to develop into the very image of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? It's already inside of us. The instructions are there. We just have to allow it to come to fruition as we grow, as we mature in Him. And we are growing to explore not only how God's love and grace are imparted to our lives, but we also want to realize what His grace produces in and through us. It is God working in us, God working for us, right? God working through us to all mankind, amen. And His nature, His character begins to be expressed through our lives. So that's kind of what we talked about last week, as briefly as I know how to put it. But sometimes I get caught on that, and then I'll preach the whole thing again, you know. But it doesn't, how many know it's important? Sometimes we need to hear more than once, right? Amen. It's true. The Bible, you know, the Bible doesn't say that, but one of my teachers at Bible school, he said, you know, a sermon is not at its best until it's been preached, what, 50 times. So get ready. You know, it may take us a while. We're taking it slow. We're moving forward. But I want us to understand. We're not really looking at the problems with grace in the world today, right now. We may touch on that here later on. But I want us to understand what grace is. What is the grace of God? How does it operate in our life? And we want to see it in what? In the Scripture. In the Word of God. How many know that the Bible talks a lot about the grace of God? The grace of God is mentioned very much. Now, we said at one point, well, what is grace? I mean, a lot of people say, well, it's you know, grace is that what it is. It's God influencing us from the inside out. It is His very nature, His very life, which moved in. That is God's, it is everything that Jesus paid for at the cross. Amen. And we're going to talk about it more, you know. It is really what we want to look at is what tonight I want to kind of look at is what it actually does in you. What does the grace of God do in us? It does a lot of different things. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. Let's read that for a minute. 2 Corinthians 4, 15, and we'll start there. And it says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God," or abound to the glory of God. The New Living Translation says, "And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory." Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, he's going to be glorified as the grace of God is brought forth. There'll be thanksgiving, and many will abound to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is by what? Grace that we were saved, right? Grace, many have said, it's God's unmerited favor. But much more than that, it is God's influencing us in our heart and the reflection of Him in our life. It is part of who God really is. He is a gracious Heavenly Father. And last week we looked at a few of these, but I'd want to look at the grace of God in the Scripture a little bit more tonight. Psalm 111 verse 4 says that the Lord, number one, the Lord is gracious. Hallelujah. Psalm 111 verse 4. Now, we may look at a lot of scriptures tonight. If you don't want to look them all up, it's okay with me. You might jot them down, look them up later, but we'll look at most of these, maybe not all of them, but we'll see. "He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." And many times under the Old Testament, when the Bible talks about the grace of God, He talks about it in His loving kindness or His goodness to us. Hallelujah. And so here we see the Lord is gracious and He is the giver of grace. Proverbs 3 verse 34. Proverbs 3 34. I should have probably printed these out. I didn't, but hallelujah. Proverbs 3:34. "Surely He scorneth the scorners, but He giveth" what? "Grace to the lowly." Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that that bears witness to the lowly or to the humble, right? And in the New Testament, he said he giveth more grace. You know, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, the grace of God is extended to us. How many know it takes humility just to be born again? Amen. To receive the grace of God, we humble ourselves, saying, hey, I need a Savior. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But it is that grace. It is His divine influence. He came to the world. He came and saved you and I. We didn't have a lot to do with it, did we? He already provided it. He didn't have to provide a way for man to know Him. He could have just let us go on and we could have been stuck in this condition for all eternity, separated from God and never ever really come to a place of knowing Him. But God had a purpose and God had a plan, and He said, I know what I'm going to do. In my loving kindness, in my goodness to man, I'm going to save him. I'm going to let my grace be given. I'm going to be gracious to mankind. And if God had any flaw, we know that it is that He is totally head over and heels in love with mankind. He can't seem to help himself. He created him, and yes, man fell away from him. Man was separated from him, but he said, I'm going to get them back. I want to live in them. And that is the grace of God working in us. Hallelujah. Woo, how many are thankful for the grace and mercy of God? Amen. All right. 1 Peter 5:10 in the New Testament. 1 Peter 5:10. He is the God of all grace. Hallelujah. I bet you didn't know there was that many scriptures on the grace of God. Amen. You know, sometimes we don't realize, how many know, sometimes we get caught up in, people get caught up in the excesses of things, but that doesn't mean it's not real. That doesn't mean there's not a power in it. Many times, how many know, the devil comes and he tries to take people down to extremes because there's power when we understand the grace of God. Because it is God working in us. 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that you have suffered a while, makes you perfect. He will establish, strengthen, and settle you. But the God of all grace, hallelujah, the God of all mercy, the God of all influence in your life, His grace came to bring us to that place in Him. His throne is a throne of grace. And many of us know that scripture, Hebrews what? 4:16. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, right? Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come how? Not sheepishly, not half-heartedly, but boldly, hallelujah, confidently, right? We could say. We can come there confidently and boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. That we may obtain mercy and find what? Grace to help in time of need. That should tell us right there. If we're going to find grace to help us, that grace is much more than just God's divine favor, just supernatural favor with God. It is a power that works on the inside of us. It is a power that has come to help us to grow, to mature, to walk with God. Hallelujah. There's all kinds of grace, and we're going to get into that as we move along. We may get to some of it tonight. We'll see. You know, there is a saving grace. How many know? That's what we're talking about. There's saving grace. There's grace to be born again. But how many know there's also standing grace? Amen. Or sanctifying grace, where He sanctifies you. He begins to bring you into what? A more holy walk with Him. And He stands with you by His grace. You're able to stand, the Bible says. And I will make Him stand. Why? Because He is a servant unto me. I'm able to make you stand, God said. My grace is sufficient for you, He said to Paul. Paul said, I'm struggling, Lord, with all of this persecution. What do I do, Lord? Can you stop it? Can you hold back? He said, Paul, my grace, my power that works in you. And Paul said, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that what the grace of God may work in me. Oh, hallelujah. He knew it was God's power. He knew it was God's ability. There's something that came on the inside of us. We were born of the Spirit of God, actually birthed by God. And if you look that up in John 3, it talks about spora or sperm that actually was planted. God put it on the inside of us. The very life of God came in us. His very seed came to the inside of us and birthed us to be born of God by His grace. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting excited about the grace of God. It is an empowerment that He gives to us. There is a grace that saved us. There is a grace that empowers us. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Hebrews 10:29. Hebrews, we're in Hebrews here. Let's look here. Hebrews 10:29. If I preach a little bit tonight, you'll just have to go with me. Praise God. We'll have a good time because it is important that we understand it. I think that's part of the problem. People didn't really understand the grace of God. And then how many know it can be abused? Anything of God can be abused. You know, people abuse the love of God. Oh, God loves me. I'll just, whatever. He loves me. Oh, I know God loves me. I know that. He loves you enough not to, you know, bluebirds love the Lord, you know. Oh, I love God. I'm going to, you know, yeah, I know you love God. But, you know, there are degrees of the love of God, how much you love Him. That means how much of our life are we surrendering to Him? How much are we letting him in and let His grace help us grow up, to mature, to become and reflect who Jesus is? See, it's not just God in our heart, but it's also His reflection in our life. The inward part becomes outward. It begins to show up out here. Hallelujah. As we said in the phenotype, the part that you see, and people begin to say, oh, looky there. He's starting to look like Jesus. Oh my goodness. Look at there. Wow. He looks like God. Man, I sense the presence of God on them. How many think that'd be awesome, won't it? Amen. We all come in. You're bringing your supply. Because why? You are with Him. How many know you become like those you hang around? You hang around God. You start becoming like Him. The very nature that's in you matures. It grows. It begins to develop. And you move forward by His grace. Where are we? Hebrews 5:29. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall He be thought worthy who has what? Trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith He was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite to the Spirit of grace. He did despite what? The Spirit of grace. In other words, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace here. And that's really the part I wanted to get to, that very last part. You know, sometimes people, how many know? You can trample on Him. You can trample on the grace of God. Not that we want to, but it can be. Wow, man, this is taking me longer than I thought, but that's okay. We're going to just take it a day at a time, message at a time, and see if we can really see what the Bible says about grace. You know, sometimes we have to open up our Bible and say, hey, here's what it really says. This is the truth. Hallelujah. I am a child of God. I am a son, a daughter of God. I have been birthed by my Father above. I've got His grace in me. His empowerment came to me. A nature that is alive to Him. Oh, dear Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Let's look there for a minute. Our message here, it says, the message of God. How many know the gospel is known as the gospel of the grace of God? And it talks about what? The word of His grace. Here in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Acts 20:24. Says here, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto him, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He said, I'm testifying of the gospel of the grace of God. This is the gospel. And then 32, he says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Hallelujah. The gospel of God, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word of his grace can build you up. Amen. That's the good news. That's the word of God. That's God's power working in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. 1 Peter, I think we looked at that, but we'll look at it again. 1 Peter 1:10. 1 Peter 1:10. Hallelujah. We're having a Bible drill tonight, but that's all right. Anybody ever have one of those? You ever have a Bible drill? Maybe when you were a kid, I want a Bible. I want a living Bible once in the Bible drill. You know, you put your Bible, everyone puts their Bible up and they give a scripture and you try to find it, be the first one to find it, you know. And I got it, you know. You're chosen and you read your verse. And hallelujah, if you get so many verses, you won it. And I remember winning this green, it was green at that time, a living Bible, about that thick, you know. About this size, you know, something like that. Maybe a little bit thinner than this one. But. Well, glory. Anyway, I don't know why I got into that, but it happened. Hallelujah. All right. 1 Peter 1:10 says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They prophesied of what? The grace which would come unto us, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He was the grace of God in action. There is a grace that comes to us. God is gracious to us. Grace came by Jesus. There you go. John 1:17. John 1:17. Hallelujah. Maybe I ought to give all these scriptures out and have you read them. I don't know. But praise God. This is the richness of the word of God. It says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Jesus is, it came by Jesus, this grace that God established for mankind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we know that Jesus, we're here in John, we'll look at verse 14 and 16 here in John 1. Jesus was full of grace, and it is from his fullness that we receive grace after another. Grace on grace. Hallelujah. John 1, verse 14 says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth. And verse 16 says, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One grace of another grace. Hallelujah. Grace for grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. You know, it said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace, verse 17, and truth came by Jesus Christ. Glory, how many are glad we're free of that law? We're no longer bound by sin. We've been made free by the grace that came through Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I hope you're getting to see a few things. Now, we're not done yet, but we're moving forward. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Luke 2:40. He said, why are you looking at all these? I want you to see it in your Bible. I want you to see the word of God. We're having a feast tonight on the grace of God. How many are sensing that grace? Let your faith rise. Let it come. Let Him fill you with that grace, His power, His ability on the inside of you, where He gives us His strength in exchange for any weakness we may have. That's what Paul was saying. I'll glory in my weaknesses, that the grace of God, the power of God. I'm exchanging this weakness, Lord, then. If your grace is sufficient, I'm going to exchange it for your strength. Oh, hallelujah. Whee! Glory to God forever. Luke 2:40. And the child grew. This is talking about Jesus. And waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. And the grace of God was upon him. Now we're going to see more and more clearly as we move forward, understanding grace. We'll see more and more of what that really means and that power that's in us. What we really received and how He works in us. He works for us. He works with us. He works through us. And how there is grace for us to work and walk with Him. Luke 4:22. Luke chapter 4 verse 22. And all bear Him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of His mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? But they were wondering, they're marveling, they're looking at, and they bore witness at the gracious words which proceeded out of Jesus' mouth. Hallelujah. They couldn't deny there is a graciousness upon Him. There is grace being extended. And Hebrews 2:9 says, it was by grace that Jesus tasted of death for every man. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9. It says, but we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Oh, how many are glad He tasted death for every man. By that grace, hallelujah. Now, there are some things that He has told us to do with the grace of God. I've got four things here that are listed. It says what we're told to do. Acts 13:43. Acts 13, verse 43. See, the grace of God isn't just there. It's not something that is passive, but it is something that is active on the inside of each and every one of us. This is not a passive thing. Amen. It is a powerful thing. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't realize when something's spoken about so much. Don't you think it might be important? Hallelujah. Amen. It's important and we can understand it. We, because we've been born of Him. Amen. Acts 13:43 says, now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes, they followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. So that's number one. We are told to continue in the grace of God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Not too far over here in your Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. Oh, hallelujah. How many want to abound in that grace also? The grace of God. that's working in you. So we're told, number one was to continue in grace, Acts 13:43. Secondly, to abound in grace, here in 2 Corinthians 8:7. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. How many know Timothy was under a lot of attack? He was the pastor there, pastor here in the New Testament church, and they were having a lot of persecution. But in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, this is what Paul said to Timothy. He said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Oh, hallelujah. How many aren't glad that we've got a grace? There's a grace that you can be strong in. He said, be strong in that grace, in that the part of God that's entered in you and is strengthening you and empowering in you, giving you divine influence, and where He is working in you so that you can reflect Him in this world. Hallelujah. Internally, He works that we may reflect Him externally. Amen. Hallelujah. In 2 Peter 3:18, we are instructed to grow in the grace of God. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Glory to God. Woo! Man, I'm getting excited. I was getting so excited looking at these scriptures today and yesterday and this week and just preparing and looking at the grace of God. How merciful. What a good God we have. What a gracious Father. Amen. He is gracious to us. Hallelujah. But 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Hallelujah. We can, we are instructed to here and told to grow in grace. Hallelujah. Now, the Word of God also speaks of great grace in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. Acts chapter 4. Verse 33. Now, how many know what happened over here in Acts 4? Amen. They came together and they prayed and the place was shaken and God started doing some things. Amen. But it says, "And with great power," verse 33, "gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all." Great grace. Hallelujah. So apparently, there are times when the grace of God is greater than others. It can rest upon you in greatness. Hallelujah. And the Bible also talks about the abundance of grace. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John took an axe and killed the Romans. Over here in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. It's just a way to remember the books of the Bible. Or at least the first few here. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 says this, "For if by one man's offense death reigned." Now we've read this before. "By one much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." How many are thankful for that abundant grace? Amen. God talks about the abundance of grace. All right, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14. You say, "Well, how many scriptures are there?" A lot. I didn't count them all. I guess I could. I just wrote them down here. It says, "And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you." How many know? Here he's talking about the exceeding grace of God, which is in you. And then over in Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. We know that's a great book on the grace of God. and Christ in us. Amen. But the exceeding grace of God in you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In other words, we long for, and by their prayer for you, which long after you, or they long for, the exceeding grace of God to be in you. How many ever long for somebody to know the grace of God, to be born again? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. I said Ephesians 1, didn't I? Good. Ephesians 1, verse 6, and then we'll look at also at verse 7. But here in verse 6, we see the glory of His grace. It says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the blood. Oh, hallelujah. He talks here of the praise of the glory of His grace. And then in verse 7 it says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. So we see here that there was great grace, abundant grace, exceeding grace of God, the glory of His grace, and the riches of His grace. Oh, hallelujah. And in Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to look at a few more here in Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 7, here he talks about the exceeding riches of His grace, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Are you sensing it? Are you receiving His grace tonight? Are you letting Him rise up in you? Can you sense that divine power rising in you and realizing there is grace for you? There is abundant grace. Hallelujah. Exceeding grace. Hallelujah. All right. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2. Ephesians 3, verse 2. If you have heard, here he says, well, let's look at one. For this cause, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, hallelujah, which is given to me, you were. In other words, I was given, I was taught about this here. The dispensation or the stewardship of the grace of God was given to me, Paul, for toward you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's talking there. And then verse 7. Of the same chapter, chapter 3 and verse 7. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. So here we see the gift of the grace of God. And in 1 Peter 3:7, we see the grace of life. There is a grace of life. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, the Word of God is full of grace. God is full of grace toward us. His goodness to us. One person said it was God's riches. If you look at an acronym, God's riches at Christ's expense. It is what God has given to us. It is His nature on the inside of us. It is His power, His very life, His DNA, in other words, on the inside of us, so that we begin to look like Him. He works with us and in us. Oh, hallelujah. Now, we're going to get to some things, because, you know, there's some things that the grace of God is not. Amen. It doesn't mean there's no disciplines. It doesn't do away with, you know, the disciplines of the Christian life. But it works with us in those. Gives us grace to do those things. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. What did I say? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Here he says, and I know there's a lot tonight. I know there's a lot of the Word of God tonight, but we need it. Sometimes we got to get a good dose. Amen. Hallelujah. We're feeding the Word tonight. And here he says, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, talking about their wives, according to knowledge, give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And here he talks of the grace of life. How many know there's a grace to walk with your partner in life? You know, if you're married, God didn't give you the wrong person. Just begin to move into that grace. Walk with them according to knowledge. Amen. Now, I'm not saying there can't be troubles and some people stir up things more than should be, but praise the Lord, there's a grace. God will help us. God will enable us to walk, and we can move forward in the grace of life. Oh, hallelujah. All right, 1 Peter, we're here in Peter, so 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it says, talks about the manifold grace of God. And every man has received the gift, even as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold, or the grace of God, or the many different facets of the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's manifold grace of God. And then 1 Peter chapter 5, we're right there. 1 Peter 5:12, it says, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I've written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God, wherein ye stand. So hallelujah, how many are thankful for the true grace of God? That even if there may be a false that people do, they can, and we'll talk about that later. But you know, there are things you can do. You can trample the grace of God. There's a lot of those things. But what can grace be? Grace can be found. Grace can be shown. It can be found. Genesis 6:8, Hebrews 4:16. Amen. We already read Hebrews 4:16 that we go to the throne of grace and we find what? Grace to help. It can be found. Hallelujah. It can be shown. Ezra 9:8, the grace of God can be shown. Hallelujah. Let's look at that over here in the Old Testament. Let's see, Ezra's right before Nehemiah. If I'll go the right direction here, we'll be all set. Hallelujah. Ezra chapter 9, verse 8 says this. It says, and now for a little space, grace has been showed. Grace can be shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Oh, hallelujah. How many are glad? He said his grace has been shown. In other words, it can be shown. Hallelujah. Psalm 45:2. He said, what are you doing, Pastor? I'm feeding us the Word of God. Amen. We're feasting upon the Word of God. Psalm 45:2 says, thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Grace can be found. Grace can be shown. Grace can be poured. Romans 1:5. Grace can be received. By whom we have received grace. Hallelujah. And apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Romans 5:1, we received grace. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many have received grace tonight? How many sense the grace of God in you tonight, working in you? It is awesome. It is powerful. Grace can be seen and it can be perceived. Acts 11:23. Acts chapter 11. verse number 23. Everybody said, "Man, I thought the professor gave a lot of scriptures." Woo. Acts 11:23. Hallelujah. We praise God for every one of them. It says, "Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord." When they had seen the grace of God. The grace of God can be seen. And in Galatians 2:9, they perceived. Hallelujah. Galatians, right before Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "And when Jesus, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, they perceived the grace of God that was given unto me. They gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They perceived. They saw. They received. The grace can be poured. The grace can be shown. The grace of God can be found at the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. How many have ever gone to that throne of grace? Because you needed grace to help in time of need. Amen. His empowerment. His power working in us. Excuse me just a minute here. Now, oh my Lord, we could go on and on here, but I'll see. We'll look at a few of these and then we'll move forward here. Hallelujah. But tonight I want us to see this grace in the Word of God and what it can be and what it can do and what we can do with the grace of God, what we're told to do. Amen. It can be received. Glory. How many are glad you can receive grace? Hallelujah. All right. Grace saves us and empowers us to live a life pleasing to God. It saves us, but it also what? Empowers us to live a life that's pleasing to God. You say, "Well, I don't know. What do you mean, Pastor? I thought we had to fight." We do. We do come against our flesh, but God empowers us to do it. He gives us grace. Hallelujah. How many know the Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. His power, his ability, his strength, his influence in our heart. Hallelujah. Anyway, we know that Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says that we're saved by grace, what? Through faith. Amen. It takes both. We're saved by grace and we're saved through grace, Acts 5:11 says. It is through the grace of God that we believe, Acts 18:27. Through the grace of God, we believe. Hallelujah. Acts 20:32. Let's look at that one. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. How many are getting thankful for the grace of God? Hallelujah. Whew, are you getting tired? Are you okay? Acts chapter 20, verse 32. I didn't hear anything. "And now, brethren, I commend unto God, you to God and to the word of his grace, which," what? "Is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified." Oh, hallelujah. So the grace of God can build us up and give us an inheritance. How many are thankful? It is by his grace what Jesus has done. Now, I believe it was Martin Luther, you know. There was many, many years in the dark ages where they didn't understand the grace of God. It was all about works. It was all about things, and many of them couldn't read the Bible so much. But how many remember? That's when Martin Luther, he put down his thesis statement and nailed his 95 theses to the church door. Amen. There at the Catholic, he really wanted to stay in the Catholic Church, but they wouldn't go with him. They didn't want to believe the Word of God, but he found it in God's Word. And he said, we are saved by grace and grace alone. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Grace through faith alone. Glory to God forever. And that truth has been ringing and ringing and ringing clear now to where today it is so clear. People have gone a little overboard the other way sometimes. Amen. They said, oh, well, if it's God's grace is there, then I'll be saved. Well, not if you don't confess him, not if you don't receive him, not if you don't show forth that grace and let that grace work in you. We still have to receive that grace by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to build us up. It's going to give us that inheritance. Romans 3:24 says that we are justified freely by his grace. What? Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace makes the promise. Romans 4:16 says grace makes the promise sure to all those who are of faith. Grace makes that promise sure. In other words, it's going to happen for all of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God who are of the children of faith. When we use our faith, he's talking about Abraham. How many know that through Abraham and his faith, amen, Jesus came. It was credited to him for righteousness, believing in the coming Messiah. He had his son. He had to have the promised son. The promised seed. It had to come supernaturally through Abraham and Sarah. He said, I only receive the Son of promise, which came to us through Jesus Christ, and we now have him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it is the grace of God that works and makes his promise sure. Hallelujah. Romans 12:3 says that Paul ministered through the grace that was given to him. Amen. How many know each of us, you have a call on your life and there's a grace in you, and we are to walk according to the grace of God, the gift of the grace of God that works in us. Romans 12:3. And then Romans 12 in verse 6 says, and we have gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Hallelujah. According to the grace that's given to us. God gives you gifts according to his grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God, each one of us. Hallelujah. Nobody's left out. We all have those things. We have grace. Grace causes us to be enriched by him in all utterance and all knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Grace makes us what we are and works in us and through us. Oh, hallelujah. The grace of God, the very nature of God, the very life of God, the very DNA of our Father. We are a chip off the old block. Hallelujah. You might say. Glory to God. I'm glad for it. I don't know about you. How many are glad? God came and made his home in you so that you and I can grow up in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is God's grace that makes us rich. It is God's grace that is sufficient for us and causes us to reign in life through one Christ Jesus. We are called by grace into grace. Grace enables us to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our words can impart grace to others. We are partakers of grace. We sing with grace in our hearts, and our words are seasoned with grace. Hallelujah. Grace gives us everlasting consolation and good hope. Grace teaches us to live holy lives. Grace enables us to serve God acceptably. Grace establishes our hearts. Grace is obtained by coming boldly before His throne. And grace is multiplied unto us through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Oh, hallelujah. There is so much of the grace of God. As individuals, we can receive grace in vain. 2 Corinthians 6:1. Oh boy, we could set aside or treat as meaningless the grace of God, or trample the grace of God. Galatians 2:21. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 4, he said we can fall from grace. In Hebrews 10:29, we can insult the Spirit of grace. In Hebrews 12:15, we can fall short of grace. And in Jude chapter 4, we can turn the grace of God into lasciviousness or lewdness. In other words, all manner of evil. We can allow the grace of God to be trampled upon, to come short of it, because we do not reverence who God is and His mighty power that He gave. Since grace is such a central and continuous theme throughout Scripture, we can hope to know and understand God, who we are in and who we are in Christ Jesus. How can we if we don't really understand grace? How are we going to understand who we are in Christ? How can we really understand it? But we can. How many know we will? Amen. Because as we understand grace, we'll begin to see that we are sons and daughters of the living God. That grace is working in us. That grace is empowering us. That grace is enabling us. It is an empowering force behind who we become and all that we are enabled to do with and for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. How many got an idea tonight? Hallelujah. You see that God's word, that He intended His grace to be an influence in our lives. Amen. How many are thankful for that grace? Hallelujah. It is very important. It's paramount in the Bible. And next time we'll look at some more of the grace of God. I'll try to print that out for you. I will get it on my computer a little bit better, and I'll print out a little statement there of all the grace of God, what it does, what it says there, okay? That'll help you a little bit. And you can look those up yourselves some more, because there's a lot of them. I hope you realize how much there is of the grace of God in the Word, in His Word, and what it will do for us, empowering us. It is the very essence of God. It is His love flowing to us, in us, through us. Hallelujah. Amen. Grace is powerful. Grace and more grace. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Let's just worship Him for His grace tonight, Father. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your empowerment of grace, for Your great grace, Father, for Your sanctifying grace, Lord, Your ability, Your divine influence in our heart, Your strength within us, Lord, to overcome and to grow up in You. It will teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, Father. And we will be empowered to walk with You, to shine like Jesus. Hallelujah. We will look like You, Lord, and we will show forth the glory of God in the earth, Lord God. You will change us until all people see. Oh, they're starting to look like Jesus. Look out. Here they come. There's that presence. There's that grace that's on them. Oh, Father, we thank You for that. We give You glory and we worship You and magnify You and thank You for Your grace tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.